Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, expect clear skies across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures will be mild, perfect for an evening stroll. In Haifa, a gentle breeze complements the cool night air. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today on Israel's ongoing struggle against Iran's growing influence. Despite Tehran's outward display of strength, internal challenges remain. Also, the Jerusalem Post shared earlier this hour about young Israeli families. They are pioneering new settlements in the West Bank, reshaping local security and land dynamics. Also this hour, Ynet brings us the story of Rawan Osman. A Syrian-born activist, Osman has converted to Judaism and plans to relocate to Israel after numerous visits since early October. Separately, i24 News highlights remarks from an IDF official yesterday. Without removing Iran's enriched uranium, the recent conflict may be deemed unsuccessful, potentially necessitating further military action. And finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported tensions escalating in Jerusalem. An attack on a nun has raised concerns about increasing hostility toward the Christian community. Here's what people are saying online. Gabriel, a social commentator, posted just minutes ago about Graham Platner's controversial tattoo, questioning his sincerity in renouncing past beliefs. Manny Fabian, a journalist, shared news from earlier this evening. Two settlers reportedly fired at an Israeli paraglider and nearby Palestinian homes in separate incidents. Streetwise, an observer of maritime affairs noted that the Israeli Navy is prepping for another pro-Palestinian flotilla. It's expected to depart from Turkey, organized by the same group behind the Mavi Marmara incident. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's stance against Iran, Israel Hayom reveals a stalemate between words and actions. While Israel seeks to counter Iranian influence, Tehran's internal issues may hinder its regional ambitions. This deadlock could impact future diplomatic efforts. Turning to the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israeli families who are changing the landscape. Their presence on remote farms is altering security and land management, suggesting a shift in regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's account of Rawan Osman showcases a personal transformation amid geopolitical tensions. Her journey from Syria to embracing Judaism reflects broader cultural exchanges and challenges existing narratives. An IDF official, quoted by i24 News, emphasized the importance of dismantling Iran's nuclear capabilities. Failure to do so might lead to further conflict, stressing the urgency of diplomatic solutions. Finally, the JTA's report on Jerusalem underscores rising religious tensions. The attack on a nun is part of a concerning trend, calling for increased dialogue and understanding among communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports from earlier today about a potential shortage of dairy and meat. The spread of foot and mouth disease has led to extensive quarantines threatening local supply chains. Separately, CTEC shared insights from Shay Levi, CEO of Unframe, in previous coverage. Levi predicted challenges for enterprises in adopting AI, highlighting the growing pains of technological integration. And finally, Globes noted a landmark donation to Beilinson Hospital. Dr. Henry and Dr. Susan Samueli have contributed $50 million to advance cancer research, marking a significant investment in Israel's medical infrastructure. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.